local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, all that silliness is over now. Lent is started. It is Ash Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way in just a second. Let's check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We've got a wind chill of about 20 degrees this morning, so you definitely want to go outside, start the car, and get the heater going before you head out. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, no delays. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. They're open Fridays and Saturdays, offering sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear with frost, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
608 to FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Ash Wednesday as trying to thaw out here. 29 right now at our studios, but that's just part of the story because up in the icebox in Mobile County, what's up, Mount Vernon? Mm-hmm. Y'all are at 25. Woo! So,
what
hopefully,
happened?
Hopefully you brought the tomato plants in. We have another little cold night on the way and then a return to the unseasonably warm weather of the winter that is this year. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that in detail coming up at 6:35. Plus, Katarina Lukatich from News 5 joins us shortly to talk about a telethon that our news partners over at WKRG are doing with the Red Cross to help out in the affected area of Beauregard and Smith Station there, southeast of Auburn, and now still ongoing search efforts in that area. It's almost cliche to say, and I talked about it so much over the last day or two with folks around Mardi Gras events and all that, just to say, did y'all see those pictures? Did you see the video?
The drone videos that have been posted on social media. I mean, just unbelievable. And biggest loss of life for tornadoes, and at least since last year. Last year, I think there were only 10 the entire year, so 23 in Lee County alone. And Alabamians, unfortunately, having to come together and help out. I know they're always willing to help out, but it seems to be happening a little too often over the last year or so.
That's for sure. We'll talk more about what you can do to help this morning. The youngest victim, 6 years old, oldest victim, 89 years old, and that's exactly what Governor Kay Ivey opened her State of the State address with last night, discussing that loss of life and the tornadoes. But also in the speech, calling for a special session, and that's what happened yesterday. And we'll go through some of the how this all works, but special session focused on the gas tax. Now, the fancy way they say it here is the special session focused on legislation to levy an additional excise tax on gasoline and diesel fuel, and legislation concerning the legislature's permanent joint transportation committee to provide the effective legislative oversight of the Alabama Department of Transportation. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, it goes on. We'll get, and it talks about the state docks and ship channel and all that. But it's the gas tax discussion. So, session started yesterday. in Montgomery. Usually session runs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of each week in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Right? We have part-time legislators. That's the deal. That's what it's supposed to be. So they go for those 3 days. Well, during special session, you can knock off the Tuesday through Thursday. They're going to be in session until something is done, or they call it an end session. So in this situation, they gaveled into regular session. At that point, governor steps in, calls for a special session. They end regular session the day they started it, and then went into special session. Now they're in special session. So some of the benefits, and we'll talk about this hour, for special session, if you want to get something through. If you're the governor, in this case, wants to move forward with this gas tax, you call special session. They can't do any BIRs, which are a budget isolation resolution, and they also go from a 3/5 vote to a simple majority vote. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't have the votes on something specifically, you didn't have a majority of votes, you could move to a special because you got to have 51% in a special versus 3/5. So it's a better.
But it means they're going for it, and they're going for it early.
Exactly right. And I usually things that are on funding issues for our state legislature, if you watch it, I lament so many times the can gets kicked to the end of session and then it's a regular session and then they have had to call special sessions because they run out of time. In this, I think it's a combination of not wanting to run out of time, but also every day that goes on that this news is out, members of the legislature hear from constituents, and some of them are buckling and going to vote against it. Governor realizes that there was support for this coming from heads of, Speaker McCutcheon. These are all Republicans. Speaker McCutcheon, head of the House, was for it. President Pro Tem of the Senate, Del Marsh, for it. Mm-hmm. They were pushing, Governor Ivey, for it. Three Republicans for it. So that was the kind of idea going into session, that there was going to be this overwhelming Republican support. Well, there was a little bit of a revolt that went on at the Executive Committee, Alabama Republican Party Executive Committee, where they voted to not back a gas tax, to oppose a gas tax. Now, it was not by 100%. It was like a 60-40 margin. But that probably started getting some people worried as well in Montgomery. So the governor calls for the special to get it done now before support erodes anymore. This is going to be a knockdown drag out for the next few days. For that reason, we're taking the show on the road, and tomorrow, most likely by midday Mobile tomorrow, we will be live in Montgomery. We're taking the show up there and going to be doing the show from Montgomery right there by the State House. I think actually we're bussing up into Secretary of State John Merrill's office because he has the best internet in Montgomery, and that's what I need to be able to feed the audio back, so we're going up there. And we'll have guests. I think we have Del Marsh already booked. I hope we'll have Victor Gaston on. I hope to get McCutcheon on. Also, local delegation from the House and Senate. Get those people on as well and get them nailed down on how they're going to vote on this and what changes come. Because you have three readings that have to happen in the House, three readings in the Senate. Then it goes to the governor for a vote. And we'll talk more details about that coming up right here on Mobile Mornings with you after 8 o'clock. And we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Or you want to drop us a text right now, you can do that. Same phone number, 343-0106. All right, more on the way, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Emotional stories of survival as parts of Alabama continue to recover from deadly and devastating tornadoes over the weekend. In Lee County, search and rescue crews are sifting through debris, trying to find people who family members say are still missing. 23 people are dead, including 7 from the same family.
I just said my prayers, and I felt in that moment I was just at peace that we were getting ready to go.
Two companies have offered to pay for the funeral expenses of all of the victims. Meanwhile, President Trump announced he'll visit Alabama Friday to meet the tornado victims. Some Baldwin County deputies spent Tuesday helping fellow officers deal with the aftermath of tornadoes. 4 deputies left Robertsdale and headed to Opelika with a truck of food. They went to prepare lunch for the Lee County Sheriff's Office. A party that started more than 4 weeks ago has come to an end. Mardi Gras 2019 officially in the books, culminating with Fat Tuesday festivities. Mobile police say they made 10 arrests, issued 91 parking tickets, and towed 41 vehicles. More than 105,000 revelers packed to Port City yesterday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Austin, I see crews from Arrow all over town, all over Baldwin County. Y'all have expanded.
We did. We acquired Knockout Termite and Pest at the end of the summer last year, and we're happy to say Mike and Sonny and their teams on board with us is just making our team that much larger.
All right, because I know you've got east and a west location for Mobile.
We do. We have a North Baldwin, a Daphne, and a Foley location in Baldwin County.
So pretty much if they're listening to us right now, there's a location of Arrow close to them.
We can take care of your needs for sure.
All right, let's talk about that as we get into this time of year. Of course, mosquito season, as you've told us before, is pretty much year-round now. And we're looking towards swarming season for termites. So now's the time to get that evaluation. You're always talking about a home evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. Call us and we'll get our home evaluator come out and do an inspection of the property and see what you particularly need on your particular house.
All right. Well, give us directions to find you online and that phone number.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn beats Alabama. A storied racetrack closes indefinitely, and some big names have been released and will test free agency in the NFL. At 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn rallied to beat Alabama 66-60. Auburn came back to win after facing a 13-point deficit in the second half. Chuma Okeke led Auburn with 17 points and 14 rebounds, while the Tide were led by Kyra Lewis Jr. with 13 points. With the win, Auburn completed a 2-game season sweep over Alabama. Each team only has 1 game left in the regular season. Alabama visits Arkansas on Saturday, while Auburn will host number 5-ranked Tennessee. The Volunteers kept their place at the top of the SEC standings with a 71-54 win over Mississippi State. It was senior night in Knoxville, and Tennessee's senior Admiral Schofield led both teams with 18 points in his final home game. Number 6 Kentucky beat Ole Miss last night 80-76. The game was closed from tip-off to the final buzzer. Keldon Johnson led the Wildcats in scoring with 22 points and 7 rebounds. Also last night, South Carolina went on the road and beat Texas A&M 71-54. The Gamecocks' Chris Silva had 22 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. Tonight, there are 3 games in the SEC. At 5:30, Georgia hosts Missouri. At 6 o'clock, number 10 LSU will try to get revenge on Florida in Gainesville after the Gators beat the Tigers in Baton Rouge earlier this season. And to wrap up the weekday SEC slate, Vanderbilt hosts Arkansas at 7:30. The Santa Anita Racetrack is suspending races indefinitely after 21 horses have died at the track over the last 10 weeks. The latest fatality at the famed track outside of Los Angeles occurred during training yesterday when a 4-year-old filly got injured and was euthanized there at the track. The chief executive of the Stronach Group, which owns the track, Tim Ritvo, said that officials want to be very proactive and do all the testing on the track surface that needs to be done after heavy rains. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released starting inside linebacker Mark Barron. The former Alabama safety and St. Paul Saint had 2 seasons remaining on his contract. Last season, after Barron was sidelined for 4 games with an ankle injury, he finished with 43 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. The Rams acquired Barron midway through the 2014 season from Tampa Bay, who selected him with the 7th overall pick in the 2012 draft. He's a 7-year veteran. At 29 years old, he had 628 career tackles, 9 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, 3 fumble recoveries, and 8 interceptions. And in another surprising move that includes a former Alabama player, the New York Giants are letting safety Landon Collins go into free agency after the Giants declined using the franchise tag on Collins. The 25-year-old led the Giants in tackles this season for the fourth consecutive year with 96, and that's despite missing the final four games of the year with a torn labrum. Collins was the first pick of the second round by the Giants out of Alabama in the 2015 draft. In the NBA, Boston handed Golden State their worst home loss with Steve Kerr as the head coach, 128-95. Gordon Hayward scored 30 points with 7 rebounds in the upset win. The Houston Rockets beat the Toronto Raptors, 107-95. Karl Anthony Towns had 41 points, leading Minnesota past Oklahoma City, 131-120. Memphis upset Portland, 120-111. Philadelphia beat Orlando, 114-106. And Indiana got the win over Chicago, 105-96. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear with frost, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Light traffic coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. Pretty perfect start through Mobile with accident-free conditions. Spring Hill to Moffitt, Dolphin, Airport, and even Government 65 looking good. Another chilly start, you definitely want to go outside and get the heater going before you head out. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Row. They're offering the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. See them online at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
624 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Ash Wednesday. And as we talked about beginning of the hour, the numbers are sitting at 23 people dead in the nation's deadliest tornado in nearly 6 years. Youngest victim, 6 years old. Oldest victim, 89 years old. Plus 90 plus people injured in the Smith Station Beauregard area in local hospitals. We got those stories that they were moving people out of hospitals. They could go home for a little while in that area to make room for the victims of the tornadoes. And the search still goes on there in East Alabama. And so many of us are saying, hey, what can we do? What can we do to help those people? And there's a telethon underway right now. Our news partners at WKRG are holding it along with the Red Cross. And joining us from the phone bank there at WKRG, Katarina Lukatich, thanks for your time.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Morning. Explain to folks what they can do today to help out and give to these people that have lost everything.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking us how they can help out. So what we have done today is we're teaming up with broadcasters from across the state with the Alabama Broadcasters Association and the American Red Cross. And we're hosting a telethon for disaster relief. All of that money is going to go to the Red Cross, and they have people on the ground there making sure that people are fed, that people who have lost all of their belongings and lost their home have somewhere to stay. So, of course, it's a very costly operation that's going on there. So the best way to help is monetarily. That is what they need right now. So the phone line to call into our telephone, the phone number is 251 662-3047. Our telethon is going to be going on until 7 o'clock this evening. We have volunteers from the American Red Cross ready to take donations. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking us how they can help. Our Gulf Coast community is so charitable and so giving, and this is really the best way to do this. And, you know, I know that the story of this tornado has touched so many people, such young victims. And we were just hearing that one family lost seven family members. Seven of those victims all belong to one family.
Unbelievable. You have, and now in the aftermath, you have folks, like you said, that those that survived don't have places to go home to at all. Not even like they got to do repairs. I mean, the homes are gone. They have nowhere to cook a meal. They have no clothing. They have none of their personal belongings. I mean, the people that survived are in a very bad place right now, too.
Yeah, they're in an awful place. I don't know if any of y'all have saw the aerial footage of it, but it is just wiped out. There's really nothing left to be salvaged there. So that's what we're trying to do, is help those people who did survive the storm, who really don't have anything left, to kind of get back on their feet, get through this tough time now temporarily to have a place to stay, but also in the coming months, you know, help them there as well.
All right, so phone lines are open throughout the day today. Once again, remind folks, what's that phone number?
Yeah, that phone number is 251-662-3047.
All right, Katerina, we'll check back soon. Thank you for what you're doing.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, Katerina Lukacich from News 5. She's in the phone bank over there where they're taking our donations. Telethon running till 7 o'clock this evening. And I'll keep reminding you throughout the day how you can make that call and help out. And we get that phone number.
And it's posted on our website also under the three big things. It's the second story listed right now, that WKRG Telethon. So if you missed the number, you can go there and find it. And we'll also be sharing it on Facebook, too.
Okay, very good. Y'all check it out there. Or, heck, you can just drop us a note to the text line, and we'll get it to you as well, 343-0106. As we continue, the problem is there's still a lot of people unaccounted for there, you know, and there have been some people I heard yesterday that were part of the unaccounted list that, oddly enough, did the Facebook check-in, that law enforcement's actually using the Facebook check-in. There's as many bad things as we can say about Facebook. There's some times it's really good. People can get on social media and check in and let family members know they're there, but that still has not accounted for all the names of people that they don't know where they are. I mean, can you imagine that? Even in the aftermath of hurricanes and things that we've had here, you usually, even if there's been a fatality, you still have the issue. In this case, they're looking for family members, and they don't have a body or anything for these people. So, and you know, we think about, the sign story really kind of puts it in perspective. I don't know if you've heard that one, where a sign that was there near Smith Station was found 20 miles away, like a big billboard sign.
Crazy.
20 miles. It carried one of those big ones, like interstate billboard sign, the big one, 20 miles.
I can't imagine. I mean, the force it would take just to do that. And I think the one quote that stuck out to me the most over the last 2 days has been whoever it was that said, it looks like, you know, somebody just used a huge knife and scraped the ground.
Yeah, that was the sheriff up there. Yeah, it was not a cliched analogy, and it stuck with me, too, because I hadn't thought about that. I mean, I talked to a lot of people who said it looked like somebody went through with a bush hog or something like that. But to me, some of those pictures look like the photographs of World War I battlefields where all the shelling had taken place in one concentrated area. Has that feeling as well. But those folks have lost so much up there, and we'll do what we can to help them out. We'll keep that number and information up on our website at fmtalk1065.com. All right, 6:28, coming right back. We'll talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Lots to talk about on the weather front. We'll talk about our cold temps now. But what about this tornado prevalence here further east than where it used to be? Is that line shifted? We'll talk to him about that coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey detailed her plan for the future of Alabama during her State of the State address. She also called a special session for members of the legislature beginning today to narrow the focus of getting her infrastructure bill passed. Governor Ivey's plan calls for a 10-cent gas tax increase.
And I want to be crystal clear with you. This money will be scrutinized and watched over every single penny.
The special session will also consider legislation to help fund the deepening and widening of the Mobile Ship Channel to allow more cargo in and out of the port. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says a man accused of robbing a bank in Pace may be headed to Mississippi. Video captured the suspect on surveillance cameras at the United Bank on Highway 90. He's described as white in his 40s or 50s, last seen wearing a tan and white baseball cap. Baldwin County investigators want the public's help tracking down a kidnapping suspect. Officials say Leonard Porter is one of three men who tied two children up at a community swimming pool on Adams Circle near Foley. Two other suspects have been indicted on robbery and kidnapping charges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Satellite images indicate North Korea has recently begun restoring a long-range rocket launch site that it dismantled last year as part of disarmament steps. The report follows the breakdown of nuclear talks last week between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump, although it is uncertain when the work started up again. The White House is rejecting a demand from the House Oversight Committee to turn over documents. Joe Johns reports it's a change of strategy.
On Monday, the president indicated he would comply with investigators who have requested information from 81 people and entities associated with the president.
I cooperate all the time with everybody.
But the following day, the president signaling the opposite.
It's a disgrace to our country.
Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is threatening subpoenas if the documents aren't turned over. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen testifies behind closed doors again today before the House Intelligence Committee. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Ohio today to headline a fundraiser for the oil and gas industry. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Treasury Department says the deficit for the first 4 months of this budget year, which began October 1st, totaled $310 billion, up 77% from the same period a year ago. The higher deficit reflects greater spending in areas such as Social Security, defense, and interest payments on the national debt. Meanwhile, the government collected lower taxes from individuals and corporations, reflecting the impact of the tax cuts pushed through Congress in 2017. Chevron and ExxonMobil plan to significantly ramp up production in their oil fields at the heart of the fracking boom. In the next 5 years, Chevron plans to more than double its production in the Permian Basin in Texas and New Mexico to 900,000 barrels of oil and gas a day. That's nearly a 40% rise from the previous forecast. Not to be outdone, Exxon announced plans to increase its Permian output to 1 million barrels of oil and gas a day as early as 2024. On Wall Street, futures modestly lower. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. And you know my backyard, right?
I do.
Okay, you know the issues I have. I have three dogs, I have two children, and I have a very small backyard that I'm having a lot of trouble keeping grass growing. You told me the other day, y'all are putting in synthetic turf? Really?
We're doing a lot more synthetic turf. It's just becoming more and more of a believer that it really does solve a lot of problems, especially where we live. It rains a lot. It starts to solve some of those problems.
Well, you just mentioned rained a lot. Of course, what happens to the water when it falls on the synthetic turf?
So we build it with a lot of drainage, not to get too technical here, but there's a lot of drainage underneath that synthetic turf, and we're collecting it and managing it.
All right, so if we got a lot of traffic in the backyard, have shaded trees in the backyard, we can still have turf to walk on.
Yeah, no factor. It's synthetic.
All right, okay. If you're going to do like me and come look at this, let's talk about it. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can give us a call at 251-626-3309. You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. You called it, so a pretty good freeze. 29 at our studio here in town.
Yeah, that ties the low temperature so far this winter. We had a 29 back in January, so one more degree, and it'll be the coldest for the winter. Get a little variation today, mainly because we have mostly clear skies. Yesterday we had some clouds around, so that just about everybody had about the same low temperature. But today, quite a few areas in the upper 20s, and of course, Mount Vernon right now is at 25 degrees, which is the cold spot in the area. We're going to see another cool day today, up around 55 or so degrees this afternoon. Should have plenty of sunshine. And then tonight, it will be chilly again. Looks like we could see a light breeze, so around 32 degrees for tonight. And there'll be a little more moisture in the air. As a result, we could see some frost tomorrow morning. As for tomorrow, sunny skies, and it's going to warm up rapidly. So we'll start out around freezing in the morning, and then up to 65 tomorrow afternoon. After that, we have some clouds moving in on Friday, and the warming trend continues up to 75 degrees for Friday afternoon. Then on Saturday, we'll be in the mid-70s again, but we have a chance of a few showers. It'll be more humid. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with, again, a few showers and up to 78 degrees. Actually, the best chance for rain over the weekend is going to be Saturday night. So we'll see showers, scattered showers Saturday, become more numerous Saturday night, and then on Sunday, back to just a few showers, and as I mentioned, getting up near 80 degrees.
Wow, big change, and that's those big changes in temperature and weather this time of year is something that often leads to severe weather outbreaks. That's kind of what we saw with the tornadoes that came through our state, and now we're talking about it still this morning. The numbers could go up, but 23 dead, youngest 6 years old, oldest 89 years old in those tornadoes near Beauregard.
Yeah, and that that particular tornado was determined to be a Category 4, so we're looking at winds upwards of around 170 miles per hour, and a very, very large tornado, some estimates almost a half mile in diameter. And, of course, quite a few tornadoes occurred, and also over in Georgia, we also had appears to be some tornado damage also up in Washington County.
Yeah, I saw that in the area around Tibby, too. They had gotten some damage. When you say 170 miles an hour, I think this is important. You've taught us this before. But it's not just 170, which is extreme wind as it is.
Yeah.
We're thinking of straight-line wind, something coming off a hurricane. But it's bigger than that when it's in a tornado. Explain that.
Yeah, well, in a tornado, of course, the rotation over is a much smaller area. And that produces really a tremendous tearing and ripping effect with the rotation of winds up to 170 or greater, as opposed to the straight line winds that occur in a hurricane. So the damage from those winds in a tornado is much, much, much greater.
You know, a lot of people have been talking for the last couple of days about the tornadoes, and they were thinking back to what happened in Tuscaloosa and then now what's happened over in Beauregard, and saying, hey, is it more common that we're getting these big tornadoes to the east where these things used to seemingly be like Texas tornadoes? What about that, Dr. Bill? What do the facts say?
Well, when you look at the situation here, that the traditional tornado belt is out on the Great Plains, but there's wide open spaces there, and a lot of those tornadoes roam through open areas and grasslands, so they get a lot of tornadoes out there, more than we do. But those tornadoes occur, say, in Alabama or Mississippi, there's a pretty good chance they're going to strike buildings. The population density is much greater. And we see a lot more damage when the tornadoes occur here. And you get the feeling that the tornado activity is much greater here in Alabama than it is in the Great Plains. but statistically it's not. Just we have a greater population density, more likely people are going to be affected by those tornadoes.
So we're not getting more than before. It's just in comparison to out west, it does more damage.
Oh, that's right. And we do have, of course, a lot of fatalities here in Alabama from these larger tornadoes. Again, we've got a greater population density.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up a copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, maybe that's their one of their Lenten obligations to make sure they go get it.
Yeah, we have copies at West Marine here in Mobile. And remember, there's a couple of locations at Airport and I-65 and also down at Dog River. And you also find copies out at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes Classic Cars and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. Over on the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply, Billy Langford, Allstate, they're in Fairhope, and also Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County. And also over in Robertsdale at Robertsdale Power Equipment. And if you should find that they're running out of those books, we'll get some more over to them.
Good deal, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
As our staff meteorologist with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, you know, the other part of this discussion, and we'll have it, I'm sure, more as the weeks go on, and let's let the recovery efforts happen. But what do we do about the fact that you do have these tornadoes go through populated areas in places like Mississippi or Alabama or Georgia, and a lot of rural homes are mobile homes? I mean, it's just the situation is, if you don't have a bunch of money to build a house, the manufactured home is a great solution for people money-wise, right? They can get the home, they could get a piece of land, put that home on it. And I completely understand why those homes are there. But they suffer so much more than a frame-built house, a slab house. Even though you get a big tornado like this one, you saw there were brick homes that were leveled.
It'll knock down anything.
Right. If you get it, but if you're on the edges, if it's a not as strong a tornado, you can be in a slab-built house and make it through, where in a trailer you wouldn't. So what do we do about that going forward? I know there's some strapping and tornado strapping and things that need to be put in, and a lot of people have these, not all of them. But then still, with the nature of air being able to get up underneath something and that rotational action, it can pull those stays, ground mounts out. So what do we do going forward? It's something to discuss. Maybe there's similar to what has been done along the coast to fortify homes here for storm surge and wind and all that from hurricanes, maybe an additional plan in our state to try to just do the best you can with trailers and mobile homes and make sure that they're still not going to be able to survive a full hit from a EF4 tornado. But what about the smaller ones? What about being on the edge? I think it's something worth discussing. All right, coming up, more headlines, plus we'll check traffic with Kane next.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
It's the time it takes to grow a beard. It's Monday to Friday. It's a drive from the West Coast to the East Coast. It's 5 days. You could become addicted to opioids in as little as 5 days. If you think that you or someone you love may be addicted, it's okay to ask for help. The 24/7 helpline is 844-307-1760. Again, the number is 844-307-1760. Or go to courageforall.com.
This message brought to you by the ADMH, the APA, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a new accident off University Boulevard and Bear Fork Road without injuries getting some attention as the wreckers are on the way. Traffic flow looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split, Highway 90 Range Line, Schillinger and Three Notch from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 644 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, Hal, you make a point that that's something that you see a bunch of in the prairies and in the western tornado zones. He's talking about tornado shelters. He said his family in Gordo has had them in the ground since the late 40s. Gordo, west of Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. over there, where obviously they've had big tornado outbreaks before, and now we have it in the other side of the state over in Beauregard. Yeah, would that be something to think about for the state, to come in and say, you know, even very simple, you know, now some people make them pretty big tornado shelters. I've seen some stuff out in Kansas where these people like have a second home underground, but just something simple in those areas where, you know, people live in trailers, and, you know, it's the butt of many jokes, but the reason is, where does somebody who doesn't have the money to build out a house, mm-hmm. in those places live? And because there's not apartments, there's not low-income housing in the country the way there is in urban centers, so they end up putting trailers out. And so how do we protect those people? We need to talk about that going forward.
I can't imagine. They said they had, the first reports I was seeing said they had 5 minutes warning. A lot, mm-hmm. of people, I've also seen 8 to 9 minutes for a lot of the town, but I can't imagine. I mean, there's so much chaos that follows, and you only have 5 minutes to figure out where you're going. And like you said, some people that live in these houses that are you know, subject to being moved pretty easily once, yeah. a storm like that moves through, at least with a hurricane, and we have so much experience with hurricanes down here on the Gulf, at least we have now a few days notice.
Absolutely.
Before a hurricane comes in. A tornado, man, you've got to start moving fast, and that's also why it's important to have a tornado plan ready, because that's not something that I think of very often.
Yeah, I've said it before, where, you know, people that aren't from around here will say, are you scared living on the Gulf Coast with the hurricanes? I said, no, I've never grown up around them, and we get such warning, and you get an idea, and even if you can lose a lot of property, if you can, you move away from the storm, and you don't lose life, unless there are freak accidents every hurricane, but nothing like tornadoes. So tornadoes scare me because of them just coming up all of a sudden. One thing, too, is with the technology today, we do have way more chances to be warned, mm-hmm. whether it's through a radio station like ours with the EAS that'll take over the station any time of day, any time of night. Also on your smartphone. I mean, my smartphone goes off with these. Now the other part of it is to take heed to these warnings. I think some people get complacent. They hear them. Nothing really happened. So next time they don't pay attention, we got to start paying attention,
yeah.
to these warnings, because the technology is better. The warning systems are better. People need to take heed of that. And it's also incumbent upon media and those people in the EAS system to make sure that you're not giving it. You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. But give enough warning. You know, give warnings when you need to give warnings. Don't let people get complacent about it. But the people also need to hear that information and take heed. All right. Speaking of technology, what if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Well, let's introduce you to the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a simple, single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business challenges with technology. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. 648, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long, 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda. If it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
The 21st Annual Business Expo and Job Fair is coming Thursday, May 9th to the grounds. If your business would like to meet with hundreds of job applicants, take advantage of the Early Bird Registration Special, offering a $45 savings now. Join FM Talk 106.5 and be a part of the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. Call the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission at 652-0585 or visit sarpc.org for more information on the Business Expo and Job Fair May 9th.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Emotional stories of survival as parts of Alabama continue to recover from deadly and devastating tornadoes over the weekend. In Lee County, search and rescue crews are sifting through debris, trying to find people who family members say are still missing. 23 people are dead, including 7 from the same family.
I just said my prayers, and I felt in that moment I was just at peace that we were getting ready to go.
Two companies have offered to pay for the funeral expenses of all of the victims. Meanwhile, President Trump announced he'll visit Alabama Friday to meet the tornado victims. Some Baldwin County deputies spent Tuesday helping fellow officers deal with the aftermath of tornadoes. 4 deputies left Robertsdale and headed to Opelika with a truck of food. They went to prepare lunch for the Lee County Sheriff's Office. A party that started more than 4 weeks ago has come to an end. Mardi Gras 2019 officially in the books, culminating with Fat Tuesday festivities. Mobile police say they made 10 arrests, issued 91 parking tickets, and towed 41 vehicles. More than 105,000 revelers packed to Port City yesterday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Auburn beats Alabama in basketball, a storied racetrack closes indefinitely, and some big names have been released and will test free agency in the NFL. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn rallied to beat Alabama 66-60. Auburn came back to win after facing a 13-point deficit in the second half. Chuma Okeke led the Tigers with 17 points and 14 rebounds. With the win, Auburn completed a 2-game season sweep over Bama. Each team only has 1 game left in the regular season. Alabama visits Arkansas on Saturday, while Auburn will host number 5-ranked Tennessee. Speaking of Tennessee, the Volunteers kept their place at the top of the SEC standings with a 71-54 win over Mississippi State on senior night in Knoxville. Tennessee's Admiral Schofield led both teams with 18 points in his final home game. Number 6, Kentucky beat Ole Miss last night 80-76, and South Carolina went on the road and beat Texas A&M 71-54. Tonight, 3 games on the SEC schedule. At 5:30, Georgia hosts Missouri. At 6 o'clock, number 10, LSU will try to get revenge on Florida in Gainesville after the Gators beat the Tigers in Baton Rouge earlier this season. And to wrap up the weekday SEC slate, Vanderbilt hosts Arkansas at 7:30. The Santa Anita Racetrack, suspending races indefinitely after 21 horses have died at the track over the last 10 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, the latest fatality at the famed track outside of Los Angeles occurred during training yesterday when a 4-year-old filly was injured and euthanized. The chief executive of the Stronach Group, which owns the track, Tim Ritvo, said that officials want to be, quote, very proactive and do all the testing on the track surface that needs to be done after heavy rains. In some NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released starting inside linebacker Mark Barron. The former Alabama safety and St. Paul Saint had 2 seasons remaining on his contract. Last season, after Barron was sidelined for 4 games with an ankle injury, he finished with 43 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. The Rams acquired Barron midway through the 2014 season from Tampa Bay, who selected him with the 7th overall pick back in the 2012 draft. The 29-year-old Barron has 628 career tackles, 9 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, 3 fumble recoveries, and 8 interceptions. And in another surprising move that includes a former Alabama player, the New York Giants are letting safety Landon Collins go into free agency after they declined to use the franchise tag on him. The 25-year-old led the Giants in tackles this season for the 4th consecutive year with 96, despite missing the final 4 games of the season with a torn labrum. Collins was the first pick of the 2nd round by the Giants out of Alabama in the 2015 draft. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Still working in Axton, University Boulevard and Bear Fork Road. Steady ride so far across the Bayway. And again, if you're traveling off of Airport Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, no real backups or delays yet. Lighter than usual traffic all week long. Thanks for kids being out for Mardi Gras. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa, the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000 square foot European spa and fitness center. See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear with frost lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
All right, 656, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Kelly will be back in with us soon. A couple notes here. Number one, taking the show on the road later this week, heading to Montgomery. And we'll talk more next hour in the 8 o'clock hour about the special session called by Governor Ivey for this gas tax increase. A lot going on in Montgomery, and we're going to be there live with broadcast on Thursday and Friday. Also, got another call from our friends with familyofthefallen.org, and the description I got this would have been Monday night. I got a call from one of the officers that works with it and said, yeah, well, y'all did it. I said, what? He said, the folks had to, because he and I hadn't talked since Saturday, he said, the folks had to crawl over the throes.
Good.
Crawl over the throes to get in position on that Families of the Fallen float. It ended up being, I think, 25 family members of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Those family members had to crawl into place to throw those throws. They were at the head of the floral parade. Pretty beautiful stuff, y'all. Y'all did it, loading that float, and next year we're going to do it again, so get ready. We'll be talking about that more coming up in the future. All right, good stuff. And also going on right now, if you go to our website, fmtalk1065.com. Second story up on three big things. Our news partners at WKRG and the Red Cross teaming up with the Alabama Broadcasters Association and radio stations like ours to promote a Red Cross disaster relief telethon. That's going on until 7 o'clock this evening. Phone number to donate to help out those families in East Alabama, 662-3047. 662-3047, and we'll be right back.